Hi, this is Bob Decker, a volunteer reader with Sun Sounds of Arizona, with this week's Listener Beware. Today I'll be reading articles from AARP and Reader's Digest on recent scams and frauds, as well as an FTC consumer alert that provides advice related to ticket purchases for the upcoming FIFA World Cup games. There are always variations on a theme when it comes to scams. Some use artificial intelligence or AI, while others just concentrate on setting up a trust that is later betrayed. In our first article from AARP, we'll look into a summary of some of the red-hot scams of 2026 and how to recognize and avoid them. AARP, red-hot scams to avoid in 2026. Be warned, scammers are always refining their tactics. Here's what's to watch for now, by Ken Budd. The caller said he worked for a company helping people recover lost benefits. Our records show that you may have $5,286 waiting in a federal assistance check, he said in messages to phones nationwide. The call directed people to a website where they were deceived into revealing personal data used to steal their identities. Over 2 months in late 2025, the Better Business Bureau received more than 800 complaints about the calls. Relief check fraud is just one of the scams to watch out for this year. Here are five more scams to avoid. Employment scams. U.S. employers laid off more than 1.2 million workers in 2025, the most since the 2020 pandemic. With so many Americans seeking work, employment scams are surging, and desperate job hunters may be more susceptible than in the past to fraud, including bogus jobs and online ads, on-job search websites, and on social media. Some scammers impersonate real recruitment agencies and companies. Their goal? Obtain personal information or money by requiring you to pay a fee. How to stay safe? Never pay. If you're required to pay for a job interview, it's a scam. Distrust big promises. Guarantees of great pay and few hours while working at home are probably red flags not to ignore. Scrutinize the source. If a so-called recruiter contacts you, check the company's website to see if they're hiring for that particular position, and if the person actually works there. Be careful about posting your resume. Criminals can use the information included there to manipulate you. Recovery scams. Being victimized is awful. Being re-victimized is even worse. That's what happens with recovery scams. Criminals promise to help victims recoup their losses, then charge fees for non-existent services, or ask for personal or financial information. Recovery scammers might be the same criminals who victimized you initially, but this time they claim they're from a government agency, a consumer advocacy group, or a law firm. I think we're going to see a lot of recovery scams in 2026, says Amy Nofziger, Senior Director of Victim Support with the AARP Fraud Watch Network. How to stay safe. Reject upfront fees. Criminals charge you in advance and ask you to pay with gift cards, cryptocurrency, or Venmo. Beware of phony checks. Scammers might send a counterfeit check, often for more than what you lost. Then they'll say they overpaid and instruct you to return the balance. Do your homework. Search the recovery firm's name using keywords such as scam, fraud, or complaint. Digital arrest. The process is terrifying. You're informed that you're the subject of a criminal investigation. Fake law enforcement officers interrogate you for days on video calls, threatening you with criminal charges, sending AI-generated phony arrest warrants, and pressuring you to pay settlements or fines. It's a terror-based scam that involves holding a person digitally captive. They'll get you in a video call, and they won't let you go, says Frank McKenna, Chief Innovation Officer with Point Predictive, an AI technology company in San Diego. Digital arrest is a major problem in India. In September 2025, a retired doctor there died from a heart attack after enduring nearly 70 hours of harassment. And it's spreading to the United States, McKenna reports. How to stay safe? Hang up. Law enforcement doesn't call people and threaten to arrest them, McKenna says. Know how the system works. Court orders and arrest warrants are not delivered through phone calls, emails, or social media. Hello Pervert Scams. In this insidious scam, criminals claim that they've hacked your computer and recorded you visiting porn sites. If you don't pay them, they'll share evidence of your naughty behavior with your email contact list. It might even spoof your email address so that it appears in the back mirror as contact you through your own account. The AARP Fraud Watch Network reports a spike in these scams. People can be very fearful of getting a bad reputation if someone believes that they're watching porn or sending nude photos. Scammers exploit that fear. Pervert scams also tend to follow data breaches. Crooks use your info to create a highly personalized message, making the threat seem more legitimate. How to stay safe? Never respond. If you reply, scammers will likely send more messages. Don't open unsolicited attachments. Blackmail messages are frequently sent as PDFs to bypass phishing filters. Stay calm. Ignore deadlines to pay money. Urgency is a scam tactic to force rash decisions. Self-publishing scams. There is a growing market among older Americans to write their memoirs and seek a publisher for their life story, to share with friends and family. That can be a satisfying pursuit, but be careful. Publishing scams are growing. Some scammers pose as literary agents. Others create fake publishing companies that take your money but never publish your work. In a complaint to the AARP Fraud Watch Network, the victim said she wired $6,000 to a self-publishing company, but never received the book. When she called, the number no longer worked. How to stay safe. Know how talent agents operate. Writers never pay agents to represent them. Agents receive a percentage of advances and payments. Ignore unsolicited emails. Legit agents and publishers will not contact unknown authors. Scrutinize URLs. Fake publishers often use variations of real company names to seem respectable, so study the web links. Ken Budd is a journalist who frequently writes about fraud for AARP. Ride-sharing has become part of our culture. Unfortunately, scammers can also be in the driver's seat and seeking fees well beyond what they're owed. Our second article from Reader's Digest identifies some common scams and how to avoid them. Reader's Digest, 10 Uber Scams You Need to Watch Out For, by Ashley Papa, updated January 20th, 2023. Ride-sharing apps like Uber and Lyft have made getting around as easy as, literally, the click of a button. But with this convenience comes unforeseen scams. Scam number one, faking an app glitch. Some riders have reported a driver announcing midway through the trip that their app has gone offline, which means they need to receive payment in cash. After paying the driver, riders find that their credit card on file has also been charged, meaning that they've paid double. That's Jennifer McDermott, consumer advocate for personal finance website Finder.com. A driver should never ask you to pay cash if you're traveling on a non-cash ride. Let them know you will not pay outside the app, terminate the ride, and then report them if they insist or make you feel uncomfortable. Number two, insisting you've selected cash. In this scam, a driver will notify the rider on arrival at their destination that they, the rider, have selected a cash payment. The rider thinks they must have done so in error and pays the driver in cash, only to be charged a cancellation fee due to the driver canceling just before arrival. Choosing a cash payment has to be done manually, and your method can be checked. Always refuse to pay cash if this is not the method that you have selected, and report the driver to the share company, says McDermott. Number 3. Airport rides from non-Uber drivers. At some airports like JFK, Harry Campbell, a ride-sharing expert, founder of therideshareguy.com, an Uber driver, says many consumers report random drivers trying to pick up riders who are waiting for their Uber and asking them to cancel the ride and just pay cash. If you encounter this, it's most likely you're not in an Uber, and you should always prearrange the trips via the app, he says. Number 4. Drivers scamming for cancellation fees. If a rider tries to cancel a ride more than 2 minutes after requesting a ride, they are typically charged a cancellation fee. Some drivers will intentionally not drive toward the passenger in order to frustrate them and make them cancel, making the rider look at fault. If you think this is happening, just send a note to Uber through the Help tab of the passenger app. You can always request a refund of your cancellation fee from the Trip tab on the menu and explain what happened, says Campbell. Number 5. Asking you to pay tolls. Nope. Any tolls incurred during a trip will automatically be charged by Uber to the rider and then paid back to the driver. Some drivers may try to scam you for tolls, but others may just not know how the toll process works, as Uber doesn't provide much training to drivers for these situations, Campbell says. Remember that while en route, there are no additional charges or out-of-pocket expenses ever. If your driver requests cash, simply don't pay. Number 6. Bait and switch scams. In this one, a rideshare is summoned, the driver accepts, then cancels, and a driver shows up in a different car, saying he's not the same driver, but after you're en route. It is likely that the driver was the original, but in a different vehicle, and he or she ultimately charges cash as much as twice the fee, explains Robert Siciliano, a security analyst with Hotspot Shield. Prior to disembarking, always confirm the fee and confirm the destination. If there is a discrepancy, simply cancel immediately and summon another driver. Number 7. The trip doesn't end when you get out of the car. In response to any additional charges, go into the app and report your concerns to the company to flush out any potentially fraudulent charges. Number 8. Charging a fake cleaning fee. Be wary that if you're in a loud big group, you're a good candidate for an extra cleaning fee that can be added after your ride ends. Some unethical drivers aren't shy about communicating vandalization if they didn't like their client, says Natasha Rachel Smith, consumer affairs expert at TopCashback.com. A $35 ride can turn into a $150 one, thanks to the added fee. If you feel the driver isn't happy with your party, and you're wary of the situation could generate added fees, take pictures of the inside of the vehicle before you leave. This way you can challenge the fee immediately. Number 9. Uber upgrade. Let's say you order an Uber X for you and 3 friends. The car shows up and it's a perfect fit. However, the next morning, you receive a notification that your ride was upgraded to an Uber XL, which is almost doubling the fare. This feature was added by Uber to prevent big parties who ordered a compact car to avoid paying the higher fare from getting away with it. If this unfairly happens to you, challenge the upgrade and explain the situation to the company, advises Smith. And number 10, re-requesting the Uber ride. Before you re-request a ride due to a malfunction on the app, as the driver may claim, ask to view their app and check your own app, because re-requesting a ride bumps the fare by 35% due to surge pricing. This is a little trick some drivers try to get a higher fare. Don't comply with their friendly demand until you're sure there was an error in the system, says Smith. Retirement communities in warmer climates provide a comfortable environment for folks who've lived in areas with frigid winters. Sunny skies, golf courses, and endless activities are all attractive features that residents can appreciate. Unfortunately, scammers seeking to secure retirees' nest eggs for themselves are out there as well. Our next article from AARP discusses the problem and provides some insights. From AARP, Sunshine, Pickleball, and Scams? Residents of retirement communities across America can be prime targets for fraud. By Christina Inzito. Drive about an hour northwest of Orlando, Florida, and you'll come across the pleasant, popular retirement haven called The Villages. What began as a trailer park in a quiet area of Central Florida in the 1970s is now the country's largest community for adults 55+, home to more than 150,000 residents spread across roughly 57 square miles of manicured neighborhoods spilling into three counties. Some residents left snowy hometowns in the Midwest or New England for this oasis of golf courses and endless activities, from boozy bingo to woodwindling. It's like Disney World for adults, villagers like to say. But there's a hidden scourge. Like many other retirement communities, it has become a focus for criminals who target residents with ever-evolving scams. People move to these places that have security gates with the expectations of safety in their golden years, but are immediately besieged by numerous scam attempts, says Thomas Blomberg, Dean of Florida State University College of Criminology and Criminal Justice. He and Assistant Professor Julie Brancali have been studying a large Florida retirement community since 2016 as co-directors of their college's Aging Adult Fraud Research and Policy Institute. The researchers were stunned by what they found. It was abundantly clear that the residents we spoke with were targeted almost immediately after moving in, and then it was just constant, Brancali says. All said that when they moved here, something was different, and they felt targeted. One resident said that they just all feel like sitting ducks. That is what Teresa, a pseudonym to protect her identity, 81, discovered. Her costly encounter with criminals began when she opened her iPad last September, and it began beeping loudly. A warning appeared. Her iPad had been infected with a virus, and here was a number she could call for assistance. Teresa was soon speaking with a polite, professional-sounding man who told her that he worked for Apple and that someone had hacked her iPad to try to get into her bank accounts. He stopped the beeping and then offered to help her connect with her bank to make sure her account was safe. The woman who claimed to be from her bank was all ready to protect Teresa's savings. She directed Teresa to withdraw $25,000 in cash from her account and convert it into cryptocurrency by feeding it into a crypto kiosk at a nearby vape shop. This would transfer the money to a supposedly safe account. Lucky for Teresa, when the scammer guided her to the second bank to withdraw more funds in the next day, an alert teller brought in the bank's manager, who told Teresa she was in the midst of a scam. It's just so scary, Teresa says. They're so convincing. The FSU researchers believe that criminals targeting older residents is likely a problem in retirement communities around the country. They're testing that hypothesis in a joint study with researchers at the University of California, Berkeley School of Law, surveying people in California's Contra Costa County, home to a variety of communities for older adults, and across Florida. And experts say international organized crime gangs are likely behind many of the scams targeting older Americans. It makes sense, says Frank McKenna, Chief Innovation Officer for Point Predictive, a San Diego-based fraud prevention company. The international crime rings perpetuating some of today's biggest frauds can target victims using information readily available online. Why wouldn't they home in on retirement communities? One nonprofit has already witnessed fraud in the villages close up. The Seniors vs. Crime Project is a fraud-fighting group started by the State Attorney General's office in 1989. It now has 31 offices across Florida focused on educating older people about scams and assisting fraud victims. The Seniors vs. Crime Volunteers, called sleuths, often handle complaints about in-person scammers who roam the region. Contractors who promise to install a pool or do landscaping, then disappear with the money after doing only partial or shoddy or no work at all. The organization estimates that it has recovered around $40 million for victims over the years, with volunteers working as mediators between contractors and customers. "We're persistent," says Ed Kelly, a former Philadelphia police detective and special agent with the Pennsylvania Office of the Attorney General, who now heads four senior versus crime offices spread throughout the community. But fraud attempts by phone, email, or text message are the most insidious. Bill Eater, 74, who owns a golf cart rental business in the Villages, had his own recent brush with scammers. He received a call on Saturday morning in December from someone claiming to be Derek Henderson from the Sumter County Sheriff's Office. He even produced his badge number and a case number, who said Eater had failed to appear for federal jury duty and owned a $7,000 fine. "I'm thinking this guy's legit," says Eater. "He's got the sheriff's address and the phone number, and he had all my information. So I said, I'll tell you what, I'll meet you guys downtown at the sheriff's office." "Nope, you could get arrested if you drive," Henderson told them. "We will send someone to escort you." Eater drove to the sheriff's office anyway, without telling Henderson, and quickly realized he was dealing with a scammer. He figures if he'd entered a car with the supposed escort, he'd probably take me to an ATM to get the money out. Still, Eater, like many villagers interviewed, says he loves the lifestyle and won't be scared away by scammers. "I wouldn't live anywhere else," he insists. A spokesperson for the Villages declined to comment. Its Community Watch organization recently held a speaker series with law enforcement officials and Seniors versus Crime, explaining how to avoid the latest scams. "These retirement communities are a wonderful alternatives when people reach a certain age," says FSU's Blomberg. "There's so much that's positive, but he believes that older people need to be educated about scams and fraud wherever they live." Many of the people researchers interviewed expressed frustration that their own communities weren't taking more steps to protect them from scams. There was no institutionalized effort to implement education programs designed to protect residents from financial exploitation, Blomberg says. "Education builds skepticism, which is crucial," he adds. In this day and age, skepticism is a must. The upcoming FIFA World Cup will feature games that will take place in the U.S., Canada, and Mexico. The international interest and the rush to get tickets for these games will attract scammers as well. Our next article is a consumer alert from the Federal Trade Commission that provides useful information on how to recognize scam offers. FTC Consumer Alert: How to Make Your World Cup Experience Scam-Free, by the BCP staff, March 17, 2026. Excitement is reaching a fever pitch as the United States, Mexico, and Canada get ready to welcome thousands of fans for one of the most watched sporting events on the planet, the FIFA World Cup. While diehard fans are preparing to support their countrymen, scammers are looking to take advantage of the rush for tickets. Learn how to make your World Cup experience scam-free. What to know about buying tickets? FIFA's random selection draw closed in January, but any remaining tickets will be for sale through fifa.com/tickets and the FIFA app. Resale tickets are also for sale on FIFA's resale/exchange marketplace and on third-party resale platforms. If you're considering buying from a third-party reseller, check out their policies to see what buyer protections or guarantees they offer. Look for answers to questions like, "How will I get my tickets?" "When will I get my tickets?" "If something goes wrong with my tickets, will they help me to get replacement tickets or give me a refund?" How to avoid a scam. Watch for copycat websites. Fraudsters use paid search results or social media to drive you to their scam websites. These hucksters may advertise fake tickets or sell the same seat to many people, an offense that definitely deserves a red card. Remember that most tickets will be delivered electronically through the FIFA app. Someone selling paper tickets or a screenshot is likely a scammer. If you're a foreign traveler visiting the U.S., know where to get your travel documents. Scammers create websites that look like the U.S. State Department website and say they can help you to get a visa, passport, or other travel documents. But they may charge high fees or make you pay for services that are free. Check visa requirements on the official U.S. State Department website and learn to spot ESTA scams. And if you already bought tickets, consider using the FIFA Priority Appointment Scheduling System to expedite your visa interview. Report a scam. If you see something that you think could be a scam, report it to the FTC at reportfraud.ftc.gov. Well, that's about all the time that we have for this week. This has been Bob Decker with Some Sounds of Arizona's Listener Beware. Thanks for listening. A reminder that if you miss a program, you can get it on demand. You can also take Some Sounds with you on our stream, on demand, or on the Some Sounds app on your smartphone or home device.